An endangered child alert has been issued for Stark and surrounding counties, including Carroll, Columbiana, Mahoning, Portage, and Summit. As of midnight, the sheriff's office said 17-year-old Felicity King was last seen at a home on Pine Tree Avenue in Canton at 9:10 Monday night. She was seen leaving on foot wearing tan pants, a black hoodie, and black shoes, and carrying a backpack. She is described as white, 5'5", 142 pounds, with brown hair and hazel eyes. The release says law enforcement is very concerned for her safety. Anyone with information has to call 911 or the Stark County Sheriff's Office at 330-430-3800. Alliance Municipal Court getting a software upgrade. Council Monday approved legislation allowing Clerk of Court Marianne Carper to contract with JusticeWare to purchase court case management system software for no more than $31,250. Finance Committee Chairman Ed Lunas says the current system and new software will be in use simultaneously. The new system will be fully operational in January 2027. Council also approved an ordinance to transfer any non-productive city-owned parcels to the land bank. A Stark County grand jury has indicted a former East Canton police officer on charges of theft and theft in office. The secret indictment for 52-year-old Brian Pittman of Louisville was issued last month. He pleaded not guilty during arraignment Friday in Common Pleas Court. Pittman accused of submitting false records to be paid for hours he did not work. The indictment states he took $1,000 or more, but less than $7,500 between June 2024 and January of this year. Pittman resigned in January after more than 2 years with the department, a pretrial hearing scheduled for next Monday. A candidate for North Canton City Council will not appear in the November ballot. Stark County Board of Elections says Joshua Sauter failed to sign a statement of candidacy on his petition. He also did not collect enough valid signatures. Sauter was one of five people who filed a run for three at-large seats. The board also did not certify four local options in Marlboro Township, Massillon, and Canton Township. They cited a lack of enough valid signatures. Washington Township trustees handle miscellaneous business. Monday, trustees approved the purchase of eight tires from Scott's Repair for two fire department vehicles at a cost of about $10,000. The board also hired Stubblefield Roof and Tree to trim trees along township roads. Trustee Wayne Wallace says another quote obtained by the road department was nearly double the $25,000 figure. Roughly $25,600 purchase of a rotary cutter head from the Dexter Company for a mowing tractor was also approved. Resurfacing of Baton Street was completed 2 weeks ago. Negley man charged with secretly recording videos of women will be sentenced September 22nd. 25-year-old Shane Wright pleaded guilty in June to voyeurism and possessing criminal tools in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court. Judge Scott Washam delayed sentencing in order to gain more information about Wright's medications and mental health. Wright was arrested last August 23rd by St. Clair Township Police, who said he was using his cell phone to record video of women from over the locker room and tanning bed area of Planet Fitness on Route 170. Police say they discovered more videos on his phone showing women in changing rooms at the Calcutta Walmart last August 12th and 21st. United School District has unveiled its new K-12 building in Hanoverton. The 16,000-square-foot facility was dedicated Saturday. The nearly $50 million building was paid for with $28.9 million in state funding through the Ohio Facilities Construction Commission. The remainder covered by revenue from the Nexus gas pipeline and a nearby compression station. Construction began in May 2023. Most of the previous facility was demolished last month with a portion salvaged for renovation. Youngstown police investigating a shooting on the south side Sunday morning. Officers responding to the intersection of Market Street and Florida Avenue just before 5:30 found three women with gunshot wounds. Victims, ages 27, 29, and 32, were taken to Mercy Health. They were listed in stable condition. According to WFMJ-TV, police requested assistance from outside agencies for crowd control. A convicted sex offender arrested in Youngstown following deportation to Guatemala is headed to prison. 66-year-old Baudilio Ramos was sentenced Monday by federal judge Pamela Barker to 18 months behind bars. He was given credit for time served and ordered to serve 3 years probation. Ramos pleaded guilty in May to one count of illegal reentry of a removed alien. He was picked up after authorities received a tip about his status as a sex offender. Ramos previously admitted to entering the U.S. in 1990 on a commercial visa. He was later convicted of molesting a child, served 2.5 years in prison, and was deported. Ramos later reentered the U.S. and was living in Youngstown for 2 years at the time of his arrest.